About the 20 households that had previously fled to Khan Yunis city to escape fighting elsewhere in the Gaza Strip were displaced once again, this time to Salah al-Din, the central Gaza Strip's main road, which connects the northern and southern parts of the territory. The new displacement came after the Israeli army ordered mass evacuations for Khan Yunis city and its outskirts, telling residents to leave for humanitarian zones. The latest evacuation order was the fourth in recent weeks. The Israeli army contends that it needs to re-enter Khan Yunis to stop rocket launcher attacks from the area. Among the families that are now relocated on the Salah al-Din main road is that of Sabah from the northern Gaza Strip town of Beit Lahia. They were displaced from the Khan Yunis neighborhood of Hamad. It was the sixth time the family has been displaced since the war began. Zaki Sabah is a 20-year-old newly married young man. His new baby boy was born 4 months ago, and he said he wants to get his son away from the road.
Mosquitoes bite us. For the sake of my baby, I asked some shelter schools to take us in, but in vain. They refused to shelter us. Yes, this is the same tent that we used in Hamad town. Yesterday, a truck almost crushed us, but he managed to break in time.
Zaki's mother, Safa, told Pacifica that their conditions inside a tent on the road are difficult.
At the end of the day, thank God for everything. We try to make sure we have essential things like food and drinks. Right now, my children have had no breakfast or lunch. I sent out my son to a nearby shelter school, and hopefully he will be able to bring some food that a charity at the school provides. We managed to get some charity-provided water from a shelter school. At least we can use the water in washing our hands and dishes.
The Sabah family, along with others now living along the same road, have nowhere else to go following multiple displacements. The 8-member Tambura family finished erecting their tent in the middle of Salah al-Din main road and began carrying out the regular household activities. Bisan Tambura is 13 years old. While washing the family's clothes in front of their tent on the road, she said the displacements have been constant.
We lived in Hamad. Actually, every month we are displaced. Yesterday, we came over here to the Salah al-Din main road. We came here because there is no other safe place.
Earlier this week, the Israeli army said two rockets were fired from Khan Yunis towards the sea and south of Israel. Hamas's military wing, Izz al-Din al-Qassam, said its members fired two missiles towards Tel Aviv on Tuesday in what it says was a response to continued Israeli army killing and displacement of Palestinians in Gaza. For Pacifica Radio, KPFA, I am Rami Al-Mighari, in Gaza.